Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. American taxpayers will be funding Palestinian terrorism. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I noticed that President Biden recently restored funding to the Palestinian Authority. Now, what does that actually mean? What is America going to be responsible for in the funding of the Palestinian people?
What he said is that they want to reinstitute humanitarian funding. Now, the reason they're saying this is very simple, that right now American law prohibits funding the Palestinian Authority. It's called the Taylor Force Law, and when we, Palestinian Media Watch, pointed out that the family of his murderer was being rewarded with monthly payments for life, the American Congress was outraged, and they passed a law prohibiting America to fund the Palestinian Authority until they stop rewarding terrorists, which is a very reasonable law. What they're apparently going to do is pass another law which bypasses that law. The United States will give humanitarian funding to the Palestinian Authority, education funding, etc. Those are two things that, if I understood correctly, the Secretary of State mentioned, humanitarian issues and education. Now, you ask, what does that mean? Anyone who funds Palestinian Authority education is funding terrorist support. The Palestinian Authority school system glorifies terrorists and say about that particular terrorist, everyone wants to be like her. Well, you're telling children that they want to be like a murderer of 12 children and 27 adults. So this is the education. So if America starts funding Palestinian education again, and these are just a couple of examples, obviously the whole school system is rotten, then they're funding terror promotion. So the United States just think very carefully what they want to give money to, and none of it should be going to Palestinian education unless they first change the school books and first stop using terrorists as role models for the children.
Itamar Marcus explaining how American taxpayers will be funding Palestinian terrorism through the Biden administration. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. With the announcement from President Biden, the new administration will begin to fund the Palestinian Authority, and American taxpayers will start funding Palestinian terrorism. This United States funding will be available to allow the Palestinian armed struggle to continue with a stated goal of wiping Israel off the face of the earth and replacing the Jewish state with a state called Palestine. That's Psalm 83, verse 4, and Malachi, chapter 1. President Biden is setting the stage for these prophecies to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...